tonight, wow, gewaldig. Okay, so tonight we will discuss the melacha of dosh. And melacha of dosh is threshing. Threshing is after the tvuah, after the wheat was cut, was harvested. So now we have these stalks with on top there's like a shell, and in the shell there's a little ball which is the kernel, and from that kernel we're gonna end up grinding it up, making flour out of it, and then baking bread. But we gotta get to that kernel. So before we get to that kernel, we gotta crush the shell. So what they did was they put it out on the ground. There are different ways of doing threshing. Either they put this board over it and the animal would walk around with it, and from the weight it would crush it and the kernels would be left over there, or they would hit it, they would bang it. But at the end of the day, we had these kernels. Now what was happening is, like I wrote over here, to extract the solid from its encasement to enable the inner substance to serve its designed function. That's what threshing is. I have something which is in a shell, in a case, and I'm extracting it, and now I got this kernel which I can use to make flour from it. So how can we apply it? To extract peas and beans from non-edible pods. If the pod the beans are in is not edible, that is a problem of dosh, because you're extracting the edible pod to be eaten from within a shell that's not edible.
Why do we peel it?
Good question. But so the answer to Elchanan's question, Elchanan is, how do we peel eggs? The answer to that is because eggs don't grow. And we're talking about over here things that grow.
Oranges.
Okay, well, so we'll get to that. If we don't answer your question, if we don't answer it, write any questions. If we don't get to it, then we have to add it to the list. So then we have to extract peas and beans from edible pods. Brings us back to what we once discussed, Boira. There's no dosh over here because the pod is edible, but it brings us back to the discussion of Boira, that I'm taking off what I don't want to get to what I want. Then we spoke about taking an orange peel off the orange is a question of Boira. So I'm allowed to take it off even though I'm taking the bad from the good, but it has to be done for immediate use. So to extract the peas and beans from edible pods is Boira but not dosh. Now, removing nuts from the outer encasement. So what I meant over here was that certain nuts, almonds and other, and there are certain nuts which, if you go to the field, you'll see that besides the shell that it comes to, that it comes with to the market, there's another shell, there's a soft peel around it, which you don't see because they remove it before it comes to the market. If you would get one of these nuts with this outer peel that does not come with it, that does not normally come to the market, then that would be a problem of dosh. However, the halach is that any shell or peel that comes with the food to the market, you go to a store, they sell peanuts with shells, they sell the garinim in shells, that's not a problem of dosh. Okay, you hear the rule? Anything which is sold with its shell on the market is not a problem of dosh. To remove that shell. So that's how you can eat nuts and garinim on Shabbos, and there's no problem of dosh. Why? This point is not clear in the Gemara Beya. It's one of the three pshatim in the Gemara Beya. But it's not Mefurish in Beya, right? Good. So that's the gedder. That's the gedder to what's included in dosh and what's not. Something that's interesting is, if let's say you get cherry tomatoes on the vine, right? Or grapes on a cluster of grapes on the stem. So how am I allowed to pull the grape off, or is that dosh? The answer is no, because it's normal to come to the table with it. That's how they bring it. Sometimes they want to bring it like that. Okay, now the next thing is, to squeeze juice from a fruit. Again, it's very similar. I have a fruit, which in the fruit is juice. By my squeezing the fruit, I'm extracting what's within the fruit. I'm extracting, instead of extracting the seed, I'm extracting the juice that's within the that's in the fruit. So to squeeze that juice into a cup, and now I have a cup of orange juice, that's a problem. That's a problem. To squeeze oranges, grapefruits, apples, if you could squeeze it, to make the juice, that's an issue. Because I'm taking what was a fruit, a oichel, and now I have mashke. You hear that's important word. I'm taking the oichel and I'm extracting the mashke that's in it. Now, that's what we wrote here. To squeeze juice from a fruit so that the liquid can be used is a problem. But let's say I would squeeze it over the ground, that the juice is just falling in the dirt and getting ruined as soon as it lands, that's not a problem. Because I'm not I'm not being left with a cup of juice. Right? You hear that? Okay. So to squeeze juice from a fruit so that the liquid can be used, that's awesome. Squeezing grapes and olives is an issa d'oraisa, and you'll see soon why I'm stressing it. It's an issa d'oraisa to do it, because in the world of the Torah, the juice that comes from grapes, the juice that comes from olives, which is known as wine, and oil, has a shame mashke. In the world of the Torah, there's only 7 liquids that are considered a mashke. And the two juices is olives and grapes, the wine and oil. Squeezing other fruits or vegetables is an issur d'rabbanan. Therefore, we're going to see that there are certain kulas that we have by other fruits that we do not have by grapes and olives. That's why I pointed this out. Foods that have absorbed water or oil. Let's say I have a juicy pickle or an oily latke. And I want to, Chanukah, you know, and I want to squeeze that oil out of the schnitzel, or I want to squeeze that juice out of that pickle. So now it depends why I'm doing it. If I'm doing it so that I can eat the pickle will taste better, or I'm eating it so the latke should taste good, it's mutter. Over here it's different, because over here, it's not its natural liquid. It's liquid which was absorbed into it later on. So here I could squeeze it out in order to make it taste better.
What about
Bayra? It might be Bayra. So therefore you'll have to do it before you're for immediate use.
Let's say a person has.
What about what?
Liban.
Yeah. Laban is by has to be not by food, right? But that's a good point. Which we on the bottom of the page says that next week we'll talk about Malavi.
What about let's have pizza, right?
Yeah.
And I have a paper towel and I put it on top of it. The paper towel.
That's fine.
I'm not squeezing it. I just put it down on there.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay.
You could do it in order to make it better, to make food better.
If you do it, you don't want such a soggy pickle. You're squeezing it out. It's fine. Okay, squeezing a fruit onto a food, right? You want to squeeze the lemon onto the fish. Or you want to squeeze lemon onto into the salad. Or I want to squeeze an orange for orange juice into something food. What would be a good example for that?
Dressing.
What?
As a dressing.
But it has to be food, not liquid.
Salad.
Into salad, right? I want to squeeze the orange into the salad. So that is mutta. Why? Because the issa of squeezing is that I'm extracting a mashke. But if it's going from the fruit to a salad, and it's being squeezed onto the salad, and it's getting absorbed into the salad, or even if it's not getting absorbed into the salad, but it's being used to give the salad a good taste, that's like going from food to food, and it's not called that I extracted a mashke. So on Shabbos, you could take that orange and squeeze it onto the salad. I can take the lemon and squeeze it onto the fish.
Even if the salad has dressing on it already?
Yeah.
There's liquor?
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you something interesting about lemon juice. Oranges is normal to squeeze to make orange juice. Grapefruits, you make grapefruit juice, right? Nowadays with spring, you could, you have almost everything. But lemon, you don't, no one drinks lemon juice alone. You add sugar to it. That's right, that's right. Lemon, no one drinks lemon juice alone. You use lemon juice, you either you add sugar to it to make it into lemonade, or you use it in ingredients to make food with it. So there are poskim that hold that lemons are different than other fruits. The oranges and grapefruits is also to squeeze into a cup, because this is a mashke, even though it's a mashke min rabbanan at least. But a lemon, there are poskim that hold that lemons you can squeeze into a cup, because no one drinks the lemon by itself.
And then you can go and make
However, the Mishnah Brura goes with the sheet is that lemons are the same as oranges and grapefruits, and therefore you could only squeeze it onto a food. So to squeeze the lemon, adding lemon juice to a glass of tea, according to Mishnah Brura, is not allowed. There's an Aruch HaShulchan that passes differently. So if you see someone doing it, you don't have to make a macha by lemons. You can let them do it because they have on whom to be semichon. But to squeeze the lemon, to make lemon juice into, adding, I should really say squeezing lemon to a glass of tea, that's not allowed. But squeezing the lemons onto sugar to be added to a drink, that's mutter. That's according to everyone. I have a spoonful of sugar. I'll squeeze the lemon onto the sugar. So it's going onto food. Then I take the spoonful of sugar with lemon juice and put it into the tea.
Was it the Mr. Burma or some of the Mr. Burma?
If you could be Makafir, why not? If you need to, you have the Archa.
If you squeeze the lemon out
of the tea. Also, same thing. Better to first squeeze the lemon onto a salad and then, or like sugar, and then put it into the water and make your lemonade.
Don't say they can squeeze lemon.
Right, that's it. Onto food, but not into a drink. Yeah.
Let's just say the lemon juice is not a mashke.
Right.
So I could technically, according to them, I could squeeze out a ton of lemons on Shabbos, add sugar, add water, and then have.
That is exactly what the Beis Yosef.
Yeah. Because that's not a mashke.
The Beis Yosef is talking about lemonada. Yeah.
You could make it.
That's what those will hold. Right.
Even according to Mr. Brewer, you gotta squeeze a lemon onto, like, say, ice cubes.
Onto something that's solid, yeah.
Even though it doesn't.
So, but there's a tonight. See, but there's a tonight. Either has to be that you're squeezing it onto the food and it's getting absorbed into the food, or that's giving the food a better taste. I don't know if by ice cubes you'll have that. You'll have that tonight.
You take say a bottle, you fill it halfway with ice cubes. Squeeze lemon.
Yeah, but it's not
then add the water.
I understand, but it's not getting absorbed into the ice cubes and not giving the ice cubes a better taste. So I don't know if you don't have those two tonight there.
But
most of it is just like rush oil.
It's on the surface once you suck for a second.
So I'm not sure if that's a good aid.
Why?
It's
not giving the sugar a bad taste.
Salad,
the salad's
giving it a good taste.
Why you want it? You taste the sugar.
What?
No,
a little bit. Right. So that I didn't say. But okay. So squeezing lemons onto sugar to be added to a drink is fine. Now the next thing is something that goes as follows. This you had this in Beitza, mashkin shezavu, right? If the liquid that flows from the fruits by itself is usur. However, there's a difference between grapes, olives, and other fruits, right? Grapes and olives, the mashkin shezavu is usur. But from other fruits, the liquid that flows on its own is mutter. So therefore, like this, I'm cutting grapes for a fruit salad, right? I want to make a fruit salad. So when I cut the grapes, it's squeezing out some juice. I'm left with juice on the plate. That juice is also to use. So what do I do? What the Eitz is, first cut the other fruits, and then cut the grapes on top of the other fruits. So that when the juice seeps out of the grapes, it's getting mixed with the other juice and the other fruits and becomes batel. You hear what I just said? if I'll cut the grapes by themselves on the plate, then the juice that's left on the plate from the grapes, I cannot drink, I cannot use. But if I have on the plate other fruits, and I'm cutting the grapes on top of the other fruits, so that the juice that's seeping out of the grapes is getting mixed with the other juice from the other fruits, then it's mutter. Right? So cutting grapes for a fruit salad, when juice will be extracted in the process, that's a problem. Unless it's being cut into other juice and it's going straight in and getting mixed into other juice. Cutting oranges for a fruit salad when juice will be extracted in the process, that's fine. Now, sucking juice from a fruit other than grapes and olives. Again, we're being mechayit between grapes and olives. So, over here, if I'm putting the fruit in my mouth, and I'm sucking it in my mouth, then it's mutter even by grapes and olives. But if I'm holding it in my hands and I'm sucking from it, so by grapes and olives, one should not do that. By other fruits, if it's in your hand and you're sucking out of it, it will be fine. Okay, so these are the halachas that come up of dosh, benigea, peeling, shelling, and squeezing, making juice. Next week, what we'll discuss is squeezing a liquid out of a cloth, or milking an animal, if you're on the farm, milking the animal, and that's included in squeezing a liquid out of a cloth.
Right.
Okay, baby wipes.
If I squeeze it into the...
Okay, I have a wonderful evening.